Canadian Way. You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. It's good to join you for yet another Friday evening packed full of independent CanCon goodness from coast to coast from all genres. My name is Spike. And as usual, we have lots of great music lined up for you today, including quite a few CITR debuts for you here on The Canadian Way, as you come to expect from the show here. Before I let you know what we're going to hear on the program today, I want to thank Mayim Becky from the Pack for coming in last week and hanging out and generally having a good old time and playing some unreleased music. And, oh, it was a great little show. And if you have a chance, go on over to CITR.ca, click on podcasts, go click the Canadian Ways podcast archive, and click on episode number 8, the most recent episode, and have a listen if you haven't listened to the show with the Pack already. Great guests. Hope to have them back again sometime soon. And, of course, the Pack will be playing a couple of shows. They're going to be playing as part of the National Campus Community Radio Conference on Wednesday, June 13th, alongside Stinkmint and Great Aunt Ida over at the Railway Club. So that should be pretty good. You want to go and check that out. Support the Pack. As well, the Pack will be playing that following Saturday as well at Richards on Richards. We'll let you know about that gig in just a moment's time. In the meantime, you want to stay tuned to hear debuts on CITR from the likes of Metric, Immaculate Machine, Rick White Album, Paul Reddick, and of course the highlight debut for CITR here. A little something from a band, a duo called Lightning Dust, who are otherwise known as Amber Weber and Joshua Wells of Black Mountain fame. So we're going to be playing something from their brand new self-titled debut CD, which can be found on the Jaguar label. But in the meantime, you want to stay tuned for that. It's going to be later in the show. In the meantime, we're going to get the program started today with the number one CD for the month of April. So in other words, the number one reigning number one champion from the Choir Practice's self-titled debut CD on Mint Records. We're going to start it off with the opening track called Running On. Here is the Choir Practice to get things started on The Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9. Thank you.
seeking gold and other treasures. Like me, she feels uncomfortable in the clothing of her ancestors. It's not easy, she would say, ripping her fingers into the ashtray. It's not easy to erase your blood. Sing with me. And together they planted flowers of warning, fearing frost. Late on shallow evenings, while their enemies slept, they hammered the soil, asking for answers in cream. His value declined when he offered his name. Why did he offer? When she was 7 years old, she saw a man get shot, but no one came for a long time because it happened in a remote parking lot in Las Vegas, and she was waiting for her mom to come back from working the blackjack table at the Circus Casino, and that night, her mom said the two of them and the now dead guy were the only three people who ever really lived in Las Vegas. Everybody else just arrived, ate their complimentary shrimp cocktail, and left.
Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
Kildare and Fiona in a blue box on Main. And I wanna know where you got that name. Style and grace, and your clothes look good too. Oh, I wanna welcome you home. Welcome home, Eugene Chu. Welcome home, Eugene. Welcome home, Eugene. Welcome home, Eugene. Sarah Dawn Lind, she works twice a week, selling pretty candles and writing receipts. Discounts galore means pinstripes for me and you. I wanna welcome you home. Welcome home, Eugene, too.
You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. Also available on cable 102 and also on the internet in a pair of ways, either live streaming using a variety of formats at the website CITR.ca, or of course, dig a little deeper into the website, click on the podcast link on the right side, or left side of the screen, and you pick yourself a show that you like and go and check out their podcast archives. We've been keeping podcasts up for a little while now. So don't say you don't have your choice of ways to listen to CITR. Because gosh darn it, you do. We just finished off that set of music with a little something from a band who will be doing their CD release party night. Starting off with a CD listening party over at Red Cat Records. And then concluding with a little gig across the street, we're talking about none other than the Nine Circa, celebrating the release of their brand new CD, Sleeves and Wigs, which of course was reviewed in this month's issue, the June issue of Discorder magazine. And from the Nine Circa's Sleeves and Wigs, we heard the track called Welcome Home, Eugene Chu. They're a little stab at a little smoky bar blues with kind of an artistic little twist to it. And the Nine Circa are playing tonight alongside Vincad at the Main, which of course is right across the street from Red Cat Records. So what's going to be happening is the Nines will be having a CD listening party, hanging out, chilling, enjoying the tunes. That's going to be around right now. The meat of it's going to be getting started around 7 o'clock. And then once they're done there, they're going to take a walk across the street. Vincat will open up. Nine Circa will be taking the stage around 9:30, 10 o'clock. It's going to be a slightly earlier show. It is all ages, of course, because it is at the Main. So that's cool as well. And if you're not aware of where the Main is, it's at 4210 Main Street. Right at the corner of King Edward and Main Street. So if you're in the hood, check it out. That should be an interesting little gig. Nice, tiny, little, intimate space, too, so it could be kind of crazy as well. Before the Nine Circa, we heard something from Toronto, Ontario's Metric. A little something from their pre-success Rarities album and B-sides, I guess. Name of the CD is called Grow Up and Blow Away. And that one can be found on the Last Gang Records label. Of course, Last Gang, home of many fine bands, the least of which include the High Dials, which is one of my all-time favorite Canadian bands. From Metric's new Rarities album, we heard the track called Rock Me Now. And before that, we started it all off with something from the number one CD for the last month, for the entire month of May, from the Choir Practice's self-titled debut CD, which came off the Mint Records label. We heard the track called Running On, and I mentioned earlier that the National Campus Community Radio Conference is going to be coming here to CITR. We're co-hosting it with CJSF and Co-op Radio. There's going to be a whole bunch of awesome workshops and whatnot. CITR.ca/conference if you want to find out all the deets. But what's awesome? Pretty much every night, there's going to be some stellar gigs happening at various gigs around the downtown area. The choir practice is going to be playing. That'll be Friday, the 15th of June, alongside the Evaporators and Chris Horrific. 9 a.m. or 9 p.m. start. Tickets are $8 at the door if you don't have an NCRC wristband. But it should be a kick-ass little show. That's happening at the Railway Club, by the way, in case you're wondering. So you're listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9, and the studio is absolutely boiling. The weather all of a sudden decided it wasn't going to rain again. No, it would start pounding down with the relentless sun, making us all flop sweaty. And you know what I love about this time of year? Nobody dresses for the weather. You have a couple geeks there that wear the shorts throughout the entire year. I don't know. That's kind of a West Coast thing. Don't even ask me about it. I've been born and raised here. I still don't get those people who walk around in shorts all bloody year. Anyways, they're the only ones dressed for the weather right now. Other people are all like me. They're just sweating. The little dots under the armpits, you know, that sort of thing. So I thought we'd start off this set of music with something that was a little bit applicable. You think sudden changes of weather, you think the weatherman. Who else are you going to thank when the weather goes well? So we're going to be starting off with another debut, CITR debut, from Halifax's Rebecca Higgs from her self-titled debut EP. This is a song called Mr. Weatherman on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
Hey there, Mr. Weatherman, it's not on you whom we're alive. It's just you get my hopes up every time you point your finger to the sky. I prayed for sunshine and you said today's the day. But it's me who gets wet every time behind the desk is oh so dry. And I'm sorry you get blamed for everything, it must be a tough job. Looking good gets tiring, but could you try harder? You're all we've got. Hey there, Mr. Weatherman, come rain, come snow, come sleet. It's you's gonna get it this time, I'm not giving in, you'll see. You said prepare for rainy weather, so I packed up all my gear. But it's sunshine everywhere, and you're grinning from ear to ear. And I'm sorry you get blamed for everything, it must be a tough job. Looking good gets tiring, but could you try hard? You're all we've got. Mr. Weatherman, Mr. Weatherman, Mr. Weatherman, Mr. Weatherman, Mr. Weatherman.
Ah, 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 ah
and that was another debut here, another CITR debut here on the Canadian Way. My name's Spike, and you just heard from a new side project of Amber and Josh from Black Mountain, and the name of the band is called Lightning Dust. The brand new debut CD is a self-titled effort and can be found on the Jaguar record label, and if all goes well, I may hopefully have Amber and or Josh on the program next week to talk about this brand new CD, which is coming out very soon, like within the next couple weeks' time. From Lightning Dust, we heard the track called Wind Me Up. Fantastic little tune from them. We will be hearing something else from Lightning Dust later on in the program. Short, sweet, catchy little tunes from Lightning Dust. Very digestible music if you're into that sort of thing where you get the quick hit and you feel real happy, and then all of a sudden the next song makes you feel exactly the same way. Well, Lightning Dust. We'll hear some more of it later on the program. Before that, we heard from Vancouver's Parlor Steps, a CD that we debuted here a couple weeks ago on the program. The name of the CD is called Ambiguoso, and it's a self-released effort. We heard the track called The Garden. And I'm sending that one out to Shonsky, who has just started working up at the UBC Garden. Looking forward to getting her hands and feet mucky, harvesting stuff. So good on you, Shonsky. Keep up the good work, and don't get too dirty, or if you do, be sure you shower off before you walk around. Before that, we heard another CITR debut from Halifax, Nova Scotia's Rebecca Higgs from her self-titled, self-released EP. We heard the track called Mr. Weatherman. Little ode to brilliant weather there, so I thought it was entirely appropriate to play. I quite like that. It's got kind of a bit of a Great Aunt Ida feel to it. Very folky, airy, porch kind of music. I think we'll hear some more from Rebecca Higgs later on in the program, or later on in a later edition of the Canadian Way if we don't have time. So much to get to. Speaking of CITR debuts, we're going to start off this set of music with a band that we debuted on the program a couple weeks ago as well, from Vancouver duo Bel Riosi, from their CD A Demonstration By. We're going to hear the track called All My Years. This is some Bel Riosi to start off this set of music here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
That's me, kid. I'm dancing, but the music stopped. Pants dropped, but I couldn't stop to pick them up. My head's so thick in the clouds, can't even break them up. Standing on this world, but it's not the top. Feel so cheated, but I'm not the type to get mad. I tried crying, but it wasn't ever that sad. Just a little misled, can't say I'm new to that. Like I'm fishing for a diamond, but I only got hearts in my hand. Hearts in my hand. But she's used to playing hardball, sound man style, and I'm glad I didn't take the fall. She said she told me she was not interested at all. I guess I must have missed that call. How many years would I have been stressed? What's up with me, but she kept me guessing. She played a card up too, and makes it yes, yes, but all the time she played, I had she didn't even mention. Could I turn my back for real?
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Sitting on the couch, listening to the bass come through from the red jacket next door. We have to choose our music accordingly. It's hard to stay in, it's so hard to get out. When nothing ever happens in my town. Nothing ever happens in my town. Sleeping on the floor till the garbage truck drives by. There's a pillow on the face. There's lots of things to love and hate. Staying up late talking with Sam. A window like a TV screen for nighttime hours in the street. It's hard to stay in, it's so hard to get out. It's hard to stay in, it's so hard to get out. When nothing ever happens in my town. Nothing ever happens in my town. Nothing ever happens in my town. Oh, in my town. It's hard to stay in, it's so hard to get out. When nothing ever happens in my town. Nothing ever happens in my town. Nothing ever happens in my town. Nothing ever happens in my town.
Listening to the Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9, CITR.ca. You can hear us online as well. Hey, if you want to drop a request to me for play on a future edition of the Canadian Way, of course you can do so a couple ways. Go to myspace.com/Canadian Way and email me through there, or you can email me directly at thecanadianway@popstar.com. And feel free to say hi, make a request, make a comment, whatever. Just let me know you're out there and that you're enjoying the show or not enjoying the show, as the case may be. Helps me to get idea of what you guys are digging and what you're not. My name is Spike, and we got a heck of a show that we're in the throes of right now. We're about halfway done. It's just barely 6:45. And busy night, busy night. We got the hockey game going on. We got tons of gigs. We got tons of music debuting here on the Canadian Way. You just heard another debut there from Victoria's Immaculate Machine. Something from their brand new CD on Mint Records called Immaculate Machine's Fables. Great little CD this one is. Peppy, for want of a better word. We heard the track called Nothing Ever Happens. Big diss on Victoria. I think it's undeserved. I think a lot more happens in Victoria than does here. I think that's only by virtue of the fact that Victoria is so much smaller and it's easy to mobilize people to do something together. Vancouver is very faction scene, unfortunately, but whatever. There you go. Yeah, that would be a CITR debut for Immaculate Machine. and Immaculate Machines Fables, which of course is they're taking part in the CD listening party that the Nines are involved in that I mentioned earlier. So if you head on off to Red Cat Records right now as we speak, there's a double CD listening party for the Nines and Immaculate Machine. And then afterwards, over across the street at the Main, there will be a bunch of live music played by the likes of the Nines and Vincat. So you want to get out there and check that out and enjoy it, and then listen to the podcast of the show later for the second half of the show that you'll miss because you'll be out there. Before Immaculate Machine, you heard something from Winnipeg, Manitoba's The Weaker Thans, who should have a brand new CD out on the Epitaph label very shortly, like final touches being put on the album as we speak. So in the meantime, we have to listen to the track that was their contribution to the Re-Aesthetics tribute, The Secret Sessions, a compilation that was released on Zunier Records, otherwise known as Zunier.com, the fine independent Canadian music store. And from the Rio's tribute, we heard The Weaker Than's contribution of Bad Time to Be Poor, which is, of course, the album opener and very strong track. Kind of got a little bit of the propaganda thing going there at the end with the crazy feedbacky guitars and whatnot. So John K. Sampson doing a little tip of the hat to to his punk past, as it were. And a fine song to pick as well. One of my all-time favorite Rio songs. And then way back at the beginning of the set, we had another debut that we brought to you a couple weeks ago. This is an exclusive to the Canadian Way, the brand new one from Vancouver's Bel Rios, from the brand new demo called A Demonstration by Bel Rios. We're the track called All My Years. My name is Spike. You are listening to the Canadian Way, and we got tons of music. Quick correction, earlier I said that the choir practice and evaporators show that they're doing in relation to the National Campus Community Radio Conference taking place at the railway. I'm on GLU. It's actually at the Ukrainian Cultural Center, and that will be happening on the Friday night of the conference. And of course the conference takes place from Monday, June the 11th until Saturday, June the 16th. So check it out. It's going to be a sweet night of music and workshops, a sweet week of music and workshops. So grab your brand new copy of Discorder magazine or go online, discorder.ca, and you can find out all sorts of great things. Also, citr.ca/conference, and you can see the full listings for workshops and events happening over there as well. Back to the music. We're going to do another debut here on the Canadian Way as we've been packing the show out with all sorts of exclusive content. We did the album debut proper about 20 minutes ago for this one. Gonna play another track from Vancouver's Lightning Dust, Amber and Josh from Black Mountain Side Project. From their self-titled CD on Jaguar, we're gonna be listening to the opening track of this CD called Listened On. Here is some brand new Lightning Dust CITR debut, exclusive to the Canadian Way, here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
Heard the sound from miles away, thumped in my ear like a drum. I was picked out of everyone, so I listened on. Took me out of a passion I'd imagined and sent me out on a search. If it hadn't rained so hard that night, I could have made it to your house by one. But sometimes when you're walking alone, you feel your mind start to lose control. That night I felt like a vicious joke would kill me all the way home.
died so fast, but none of us could catch up to you. Days shone a little less light, so you rebuilt the moons. Taught me how to follow my shadow, could have sunk me like a stone. But the stars shine brighter in the sky than the dust from the dirt. Sometimes when you're walking alone, you feel your mind start to lose control. That night felt like a vicious joke, would have killed me all the way
cards. baby, to do these things to you. You know they're right to treat me this way. You know they're right to treat me this way. You take my money, baby, go off and play.
You just heard an interesting little set of music. Can you say loud, quiet, loud, quiet? No, it actually goes the other way. Quiet, loud, quiet, loud. We finished that off with a little something from Hamilton, Ontario's blues pride and joy, Paul Reddick, who's been thumping around the Canadian blues scene for forever. He's played with pretty much everybody in this band. Includes such people as Colin Linden and Stephen Fearing, and well, basically the list goes on and on. Just a who's who of Canadian folk artists have helped him with the songwriting and production of this CD, which is called Review the Best of Paul Reddick is the name of the CD, and it can be found on the Northern Blues Music label. We heard the track called You Know It Ain't Right. And before that, we heard something that was horribly quiet and pensive and heartbreaking, courtesy Montreal, Quebec's Shapes and Sizes. We haven't heard from them in a couple of years. Normally known for being a little more prolific, they sort of took some time off to do a lot more touring over in Europe and here in Western Canada. So people that lived in this area sort of got to experience more of the Shapes and Sizes than folks that are from their home province of Quebec. They're back with a brand new CD called Split Lips, Winning Hips, and a Shiner. And that can be found on the Asthmatic Kitty record label. We heard the track called Canvas Skies, Muslin Trees. I don't know. We'll go with it. You know, it sounds a lot like something that would describe the scene up here. Everything, it just looks like it's kind of painted. It's beautiful up here. I don't know what a muslin tree is. Maybe that's not such a good thing. But nevertheless, before that we heard something from Vancouver's very own Motorama. Little bit of the rockabilly there for you there from the brand new CD Dirt Track Specialist, which can be found on the Last Chance Records label. And that's of course based out of Portland, Oregon. From Motorama, we heard the track called Shirk. And before that one, we played another track from the CITR debut of Lightning Dust, an exclusive here to the Canadian Way. From their self-titled debut CD, we heard the track called Listened On, and that one can be found on the Jaguar Records label. Programming note, chances sound like they're very good that we may have either Amber or Josh from this band, Lightning Dust. And of course, you might know them from another project that they were involved in called Black Mountain. And of course, they made a bunch of waves in the independent music press as well as over in Europe. BBC fell in love with them. New Music Express fell in love with them. And now they're doing the side project, Lightning Dust. And it's got a decidedly folkier thing going on. And I think I quite like it. Amber's got a beautiful voice. Anyways, just thought I'd say that. My name is Spike. You're listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. And we got tons more music to get to in the last half hour of the program before we hand it on over to David Love Jones and African Rhythms. So why not? Let's get to it, eh? We debuted this one about a month ago here on The Canadian Way. It's actually still on a Canadian Way exclusive because it hasn't been added to our playlist yet, mainly because it doesn't get released for another 2 weeks' time, as far as I understand. It's a brand new one from Vancouver's They Shoot Horses, Don't They?, which is their second full-length CD on the Kill Rockstars label. And I like Kill Rockstars. They always have some awesome acts signed to them. They Shoot Horses, Don't They?, is no exception, and the brand new CD is called Pickup Sticks. We're going to be listening to the track called... We played that one before, and we played that one before. So we're going to play this track here, which is called The Hallway. Sounds freaky. This is some They Shoot Horses, Don't They? To start off this set of music, we're going to be doing the concert listings in just a shake, so stay tuned for that. This is a Canadian Way exclusive from They Shoot Horses, Don't They? Here on CITR FM 101.9.
Let's My name is Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
We'll be right back. toilet.
You are listening to the Canadian Way. That was a little something from a band. Originally from Saskatchewan, Saskatoon to be exact, they have now relocated to the, oddly enough, small farming town of Elmira, Ontario, which I think has officially, or unofficially at least, declared themselves the beer capital of Canada. So I think that may be a reason that the folks from Decomposure ended up relocating there. From Decomposure's brand new CD, Vertical Lines A, we heard the track called Hour 5. Basically, every track is like another hour, so track 1 is hour 1, and it goes all the way up to hour 24. I don't know. Has 24, like, influenced everything in the world now? I hate that show. I don't even want to talk about it. Before that, we heard from Sackville, New Brunswick, but living in Toronto, Ontario, we heard from Rick White Album, who of course is Mr. Rick White of Elevator Through and all sorts of great bands, Eric Strip, the list goes on. From Rick White Album's debut CD, Memo Reaper, which can be found on the Blue Void Records label, we heard the track called Away. And we started off that set of music with something from Vancouver's They Shoot Horses, Don't They? From their brand new CD, Pickup Sticks. Their second release on the Kill Rockstars label. It's actually their fourth CD, third full-length CD. So very prolific these guys are for having only existed for about 3 years or so. Good on them. From the brand new CD from They Shoot Horses, we heard the track called The Hallway. You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. We got a whole bunch of gig listings to do, but we have yet to do an ad. So we're going to have to do some commercial messages for you here, and then we're going to come back with the concert listings and the last couple of sets of music. So stay tuned for that. You are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9.
Radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite
indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground, Thursdays noon to one.
On Tuesday, June 12th, CITR Radio and the National Campus and Community Radio Conference Entertainment Showcase present Hip Hop Night at Shine, featuring DJs Abby Shack, Rico Uno, No One, and Kilo C, and Vancouver's very own turntablists extraordinaire, the No Luck Club. Tickets are $7 at Scratch, Zulu, Red Cat, High Life, and CITR. Doors are at 8 p.m. Be there.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, ice cream man. Can I have this? I want this over here and a toast on by my father. And give me this ice over here and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you. Thank you, ice cream man.
Ooh, I could go for some ice cream right now. Yum! You're listening to the Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. We're going to get to the gig listings right now, and then we're going to get back to some more music, including some Linda McRae, who will be having her CD release party at the Wise Hall this month, and then is leaving the city to go live in the States. Don't ask me why. Anyways, happening tonight, Friday, June 1st, we have the Clips, Run Chico Run, Ghost House, and Japan Droids happening over at the Anza Club. No minors for that one. $6 at the door, 9 o'clock. The gig gets started. Aging Youth Gang and the New Black will be playing at the Buffalo Club. $8 at the door. Doors at 8, and the show gets started at 8:30. Nobolics Events presents The Fiends, The Piss-Ups, and Motorama, as well as guest Trev Bach, and that's happening at the Cobalt over on Main Street. Wow, The Fiends. Holy, there's a blast from the past, eh? Anyway, so check that out. That could be kind of cool. We got some young bands, we got some old bands, and we got guys that we haven't heard from in forever. That's happening at the Cobalt tonight. Timber Productions presents the Dandy Warhols happening over at the Commodore Ballroom. At the Fairview Pub, it's A-Train. And the Stolen Bicycle Gang and the Triple Doubles will be playing at Hoko's Japanese House over on Powell Street. All ages for that one. And, admission is by donation. So that should be a pretty good deal. Doors at 7 for that one. We also have IMU Productions presenting Led Zeppelin and Who Tribute, A Whole Lot of Lead and Generation Who happening over at the Lamplighter. So that could be kind of fun. Tickets are $12 at the door. Doors open at 8. Hip Hop Event presented by Magnetized Production, featuring the Filthy Varmint, Bound to Be, Dialect, DJ Pete, DJ Dextra, and DJ Eldon, happening over at the Linwood Pub. No minors for that one. $10 at the door. Tours are at 10 o'clock. And, of course, that's over in North Vancouver at 1515 Barrow Street. The Linwood Pub is. As I mentioned earlier, the Nine Circa and Vincat will be playing as a capper to the Immaculate Machine / Nine Circa CD listening parties over at Red Cat Records. That's happening tonight at the Main. All ages for that one. It doesn't say what time it starts. If there's no more crowd over at Red Cat Records, you can bet that the gig has probably started at the Main already. So there you go. Check that one out. Blue Collar Records label release party featuring the Manatee Day Release Program, Live Rust, which is a Neil Young tribute. Wow. And Dan Swinimer. I hope they haven't misspelled his name, because that doesn't look right to me. Anyways, that's happening over at the Media Club. No minors for that one. $10 at the door. 8 o'clock. Get started. As well, we have Gotwood Productions presenting Dance Your Bums Off, featuring the Groove Grinders and Mulheems. That's happening over at the El Dorado. And that's over at 2330 Kingsway. And no cover for that one, but no minors. Get started at 9 p.m. Pat's Pub is featuring Addicts and Sellers, Abernethy, and Clanging Bells. That's going to be starting at 10:45, with doors opening at 10. No minors for that one. Magnetized Productions presents Coffee and Cigarettes and Kid Gib happening over at the Pig Pub over on Pender. $7 at the door. No minors. And finally, last but not least, Night Creature Productions presents It's a Potluck of Punk, Reggae, and Ska, as well as Hardcore, with Ninja Spy, Whitey, and Fatty Maddie and the Yellow Belts, and guest Numbskull, happening over at the Pub 340 on Canby Street. No minors for that one. Super cheap. 99 cents, it says. 99 cent tacos. Ooh, they're greasy tacos. Whoa, you haven't lived until you've had Pub 340 food, man. Anyways, that's happening at 10 p.m. with doors opening at 9. There you go. Those are your gig listings for Friday, June the 1st. If there's anything I missed, please feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487. June 14th, this woman is having a CD release party over at the Wise Hall. Former Spirit of the West member, as well as side person to many, many folk pop artists such as Rich Hope. Oh, and the list goes on and on. Joey Only has played with her. Basically, the whole Who's Who shows up on this CD. She's pretty much gotten everybody that she's played with to show up on her brand new album, Carve It to the Heart. And then basically once Linda's done the CD release party, she's taken off to, I believe it's Nashville, to try and give her music career the little boost that it needs. We're going to miss her here. I think she's a little crazy for leaving, because I think this may be the CD that does it for her. Can you say solid album? So we're going to start off this set with a little bit of the folk pop, courtesy Linda McCrae from Carve It to the Heart. We're going to be starting off with the song called The Little Red Shoes. Here is some Linda McCrae to get this set of music started on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
Underneath the blue Kentucky sky, twinkling a poor coal miner's eye, turned the head of the prettiest red rose around. Where the bluegrass grows and shotguns shine, flower born beneath the pines, was a light in her daddy's eyes all his life. Her daddy kept the pig stick by the door, keep his family safe from harm. If ever a blue gin soaked moonshiner caused trouble, old Aunt Boyd one jealous night, swinging that stick with all of her might, him dead was all she said. She missed her kid, baby. The little girl cried 5 whole days, ears pressed flat against her face. What can we do? She has no shoes. We need to see a doctor. In a quilt her mama made out of overalls, carried her all those 12 miles. But the doctor said she'll soon be dead, because she'll have no money. First pair of shoes she found, turned and fled with shoes red, and kept on going. When they crossed the big sandy on the scary old bridge, her daddy took to running like a terrified kid. Didn't understand why he ran, so she asked her mother, why's my daddy running so fast anyway? 12 miles later, mama stopped and say, daddy's putting your little red shoes away so they don't get dirty. Baby got better, so I heard. She never walked 5 whole years. Married young, had daughters and sons of her own. She's a country singer out Nashville way. Forevermore, she'll hear her daddy say, I'm putting your little red shoes away so they don't get dirty. And underneath the blue Kentucky sky, twinkle in a poor coal miner's eye, turn the head of the prettiest red around.
that was a great little song, a little bit of a cross-country effort to wrap up this week's edition of The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. My name is Spike. You just heard something from The Got to Get Got, who originate from Vancouver, Halifax, and Toronto. They are four-piece, two from Vancouver, one from Halifax, one from Toronto. They're signed to Halifax's No Eyes Records, and the name of their debut CD is called Canadian Arts Collective Blues Huge Zigzag, in that order. And the name of the track that we heard from that EP, which is their first release, is called Blood Test. And a great little epic tune from the Got to Get Got. I don't know very much about them other than the fact that Andy Dixon, formerly of DBS and Operation Makeout, did the artwork for this CD and is also the keyboardist slash co-songwriter in this band. So I know that it is the new, one of the many new projects of Andy Dixon, and have to keep our eyes and ears peeled on the Got to Get Got, as it sounds like they have some awesome potential, and their full-length CD, when and if it finally comes out, is probably going to be solid. That just about does it for yet another edition of The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. Before I let you go, I want to remind you that The Canadian Way is on every Friday evening from 6 until 7:30. Bringing you the best new and not so new independent Canadian content from coast to coast. Next week, if all goes well, Amber and or Josh from Lightning Dust should be in the studio, or at least on the phone, chatting with me about their brand new CD. So tune in for that. 2 weeks time, I probably won't be here because I'm going to be busy with the National Campus Community Radio Conference, doing workshops and presentations and the like. So if all goes according to plan, Mr. Jonathan B. should be coming in to fill in the show. Sent him off an email. Haven't heard from him yet, but he enjoys doing the show, and apparently you enjoy listening to him, so that should be a good good little agreement there. Be sure and always buy Canadian. Be sure and support your local live music scene. Go out and check out a gig or two. And we're going to leave you something from Toronto's Azita Booth, from her brand new EP called Mysterious Body. We're going to be listening to the title track. This is some Azita Booth to wrap things up on The Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9. African Rhythms with David Love Jones is coming up next.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can?
CITR 101.9
Vancouver. It makes you feel real big.
Painting our faces, tracing a romance in our hands. Heaven's holding a half moon, shining just for us. Let's slip off to a sand dune real soon. Kick up a little.